name is Greg Boer, and I'm a product owner for the Agile planning tools delivered as a part of Team Foundation Server. In the 2012 release of TFS, we released Agile planning tools that helped an Agile team manage their product backlog and perform sprint planning. In this video, I'm going to demonstrate Agile portfolio management, which helps an organization manage goals and requirements that can span multiple teams and multiple sprints. Here you see the familiar backlog that you're used to seeing. You can add new items to your backlog if you wish. You can drag and drop items at any order. And this is very good for a team managing its own work for its sprints. But many teams want a little bit of more structure to their backlog, being able to map things that are a little higher level than a user story. So what we've done is given you the ability to add this new features backlog that's just above a user story. Now, when we look at this, we'll see that it's a backlog, every bit of a backlog like the stories backlog was. You can drag, drop, reorder. You can add new items if you want. You can drag them to the appropriate place. You even have a Kanban board right here where you can visualize the flow of the features as they go from left to right on the Kanban board, and a CFD chart as well where you can do that. So every one of these levels gives the ability full backlog functionality as well as full Kanban board functionality. Now I'm down here on my team and I'm looking at my backlog and I want to do a little bit of grouping with it. In other words, I want to say that a couple of these stories really contribute to a given feature. I just turn on the mapping panel here and I now see the features that are available for me to map to. These are the same features that are in the backlog that I've defined. And I can simply start dragging things over here. And I'm seeing that what I'm doing by dragging them over is I'm saying these stories contribute to these particular features. And if I want to see my backlog in context of the features they're contributing to, I can just select this view menu, say stories to features, and now I see a tree view of my backlog. I see all the stories that are mapped to features, and I see all the stories that are not yet mapped. And I can go ahead and start mapping those now if I want. And I see how my backlog is now grouped by the features that they're contributing to. At any time, if I want to go simply back to the regular view, I can do this, and I can drag and drop reorder and order the stories in the order that makes sense, regardless of what feature they're mapped to. And then at any point, I can drill up to the stories and view the same backlog in grouped by the features that they're contributing to, where the backlog is now ordered by the features and the order that the features were defined in their backlog, and then after that they're ordered by the order of the backlog themselves. So this works pretty good for a small team, but where the power really comes is when you have multiple teams all contributing to the same set of features. So in this particular example, what you'll see here is I have two additional teams in this team project. I have three teams in total. I have a team at the top level, which is my management team. It's the one defining the features that everyone needs to work on. And then I have Team A and Team B. Team A and Team B will each have their own backlog, and their backlog will contribute to the features that are defined by the root team or the master team. So if I go to Team A, I will see that I have the Team A's backlog, and Team A can manage this backlog to however they want. But then I can take these features and I can map them to the features that are defined by the root team or the master team. You'll see over here that I have the ability to select which is the team that owns the features that I'm contributing to. I could contribute to features that I own if I wanted. I could go ahead and create some features that my team are privately managing, or I could make sure that everything is mapped to a common list of features defined at the master level. Again, here, as a team, I'm looking at my backlog. It's very interesting to see how my items are contributing to the bigger picture. So just by clicking up, drilling up to features, I now see that these backlog items are contributing to feature one, these are contributing to feature two, and so forth. If I move over to the other team, Team B, the same thing. I have another complete backlog that Team B is owning. I can go ahead and map items over to features in the same exact way. And then at some point, I can look at this stuff and I can see how my items are contributing to the bigger picture. The same set of features are being used by Team A and Team B. And these features are controlled by the master team at the top level. And here at this point, I can see that most of my iteration 2 is contributing to these first two features. And I can see how important that is. So this is very useful for a team to see how their work contributes to the bigger picture. But if we go to our master team here, we have the ability to go up and look at my features. And let's say I want to see, well, how is this particular feature doing? At any point, I can drill down to stories. And what I'm seeing here are all the stories that are contributing to this feature across all the teams. And I can see that if the iteration path column is displayed, I can see when stories are going to be completed. I can choose to drill down in any particular story, and I can see that Team A and B are working on these stories. I can see the status of them and how it's working, and this allows me to go have conversations with teams who are working together on the same feature set. Let's go to another team project that I've set up. This one we're calling SAFE. This is based off of a methodology by Dean Leffingwell called the Scaled Agile Framework. And what Mr. Leffingwell is stating, that there's really three levels of hierarchy above your stories. At the very top level, you have themes. Themes are high-level goals of the organization, such as increase the customer base by 150% or improve customer support efficiency. Themes are fulfilled by what he calls epics. Epics are large grained experiences for our customers, large initiatives that are being worked on, such as improving the onboarding process of new customers. Epics are fulfilled by features. Features are the actual releasable units of functionality that a customer can actually use. So this would be your release planning unit, where you say, in this particular release, I'm going to finish this particular feature. And then, of course, features are then implemented by stories. And stories are at the very bottom level. Stories live on team's backlog. And stories are the execution unit. Several stories executed on and completed will eventually implement one feature. Several features will enable a single epic. And epics will contribute to themes or goals of the entire organization. So what I can do with this, of course, is I can define these levels to be not only the number of levels, but whatever I want to name them. So these terms can be familiar. You can use terms that are familiar to your organization as well. But once the levels are defined, then drilling up and down is quite a simple matter. I can drill down to epics, and here I'm seeing which epics are contributing to my themes. If I want to see a little bit further down, I can drill down to features. And now I see which features are contributing to the epics for my themes. I can go ahead and collapse and do a little exploring. Let's say I want to know how this particular epic is doing, and I can look at and see who's working on it. And I can drill down even farther and see what stories are being worked on as well. So this allows me to do the full visibility all the way down to a team's backlog and see which teams are working on a particular set of features that contribute to a theme that I might be interested in. And as long as these things are mapped, we always implement the ability to map whatever this backlog is to one level above it. So features are below epics, so we allow you the ability to map my features to epics. If I'm on epics, I can then map my epics to themes. And of course, since themes are at the top, there is no mapping panel that shows up. You've seen how a single team can use Agile Portfolio Management features to group stories by features, and how an enterprise could scale it up to manage several layers of requirements across several teams. This is a key investment area for us, so look forward to more improvements in future updates.